Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbaboo Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? All is here for your yarns, your mob. Big shout out to Forum W up there in Torres Strait. Simon Mob, thank you very much. And to all our deadly First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia, thank you very much for tuning in. Have you saying yarn up strong? Once again, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And going to open up the show with Mary G. What is ya? Here, have a good one. Yeah, the daily voice of Mary G. What are you here on your daily program, National Talk Black? Have you saying yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. And I'm operating here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Samantha Payne, co-founder and CEO of Pink Elephants. And she'll elaborate on that. We do have a Samantha on the line. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Sydney.
In Sydney. All right. Thank you very much. So you're the co-founder and CEO of Pink Elephants. So enlighten us, please. Who are Pink Elephants and what do you guys do?
Yeah, sure. Pink Elephants are an digital circle of support for all those that are impacted by the loss of a baby during pregnancy.
Okay.
So in simple terms, miscarriage support for the 1 in 4 that lose a baby during pregnancy.
And how long have Pink Elephants been operating for, Samantha?
9 years in March.
9 years, beautiful.
So I started it nearly a decade ago,
yeah. Yeah. Are you across the nation?
Yeah, we are. We provide digital support, so we access many, many different parts of Australia.
Mm. Thank you. So, tell us some of the engagements you have. I mean, it's very, very sad. I mean, it's very emotional times losing a child. And tell us some of the support that you put across the table.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredibly emotionally distressing time. You know, lots of people feel deep sadness and grief. And so we provide peer support. What we mean by that is a connection to another woman with lived experience. So somebody else has also had a miscarriage. You can hold space. You can listen to everything that you're thinking, feeling, normalize that it's okay to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And just ensure that you feel connected and not alone, because we know when you feel alone through these problems, it can be far worse than what it needs to be.
Of course. Yes. How do you promote yourself? How do word get out? I mean, like, you don't want to be in front of people. They're about to have a baby sort of thing, you know what I mean? I mean, are the hospitals, are the health organisations are well aware of pink elephants? And that's how, I mean, you come in the fray of things when we have a mishap, so to speak. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do the best with both sides of things.
Yes.
We do have strong relationships with health professionals that provide that, hey, I'm really sorry you've had a loss, head to Pink Elephants, that's where you get support.
Mm.
But we also, because we're a digital organisation, we work really heavily on our social media and website presence.
Yes.
So that people can find us online really easily. You can type in miscarriage support and Pink Elephants would then come up in your search. Mm-hmm. And you'd be able to access support that way as well, because not everyone, sadly, not every health professional gives that validation of a referral.
Yes. Now, we're talking about pink elephants, talking about colour. First Nation women support there, are they at the table?
Yeah, they are absolutely part of a many First Nations women have been privileged to hear their stories of going through loss and how they've been supported through a number of our programs. I know that there's a woman that I have permission to tell her story.
Yes.
And Sarah, her name was, and she'd gone through our group therapy where she was connected with other women. Mm. Not necessarily from First Nations backgrounds, but other women that had pregnancy loss at a similar time to her, but also lived regionally and needed a different type of support.
Yes.
Because accessing care is different that way as well. And I know that she found that the program was incredibly beneficial to her. It really helped just to explain to people around her what was happening and how she felt, because we don't talk about pregnancy loss enough. We don't talk about miscarriage enough.
Yes.
And that means when it happens to us, not only is it like grief and you're sad, but it's also scary because you're experiencing something that's not talked about.
Samantha, is there room at the table for the partners to be there as well?
Yeah.
They're in a conversation,
They are. We have partner support in form of resources. But we do absolutely want to ensure that partners get additional support as well, because we know that partners also grieve the loss of that baby that they imagined in their arms as well, and they deserve just the same support.
Beautiful, yeah. So how do people get in touch with Pink Elephants? You got a web page?
Yeah, we do, pinkelephants.org.au, really simple.
.org.au,
Head there, or you can find Pink Elephants on social media as well.
Fantastic. Well, I do appreciate the work that you do. It's great to have an organisation like So at the table. You've been a co-founder, now CEO of Pink Elephants. So how did it start for you? When did the concept idea come to the forefront, Samantha?
Yeah, I had my second miscarriage personally and found that there was no support and I was really struggling and I was asking for help, but there wasn't anywhere specific to early pregnancy loss that was available for me.
Sure.
And so I decided to do something about it, and that was nearly a decade ago now.
Well, good on you, good on you. And thank sorry you. For your loss as well, but it created a space and reaching out to other women in the same situation, but that's fantastic. Samantha, thank you for your yarn. All the best to you and Pink Elephants. So Pink Elephants, one word, .org.au, there it is. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep in touch, and all the best, Samantha.
Thank you. You too. Thanks
a lot. Take care. Bye-bye. Take care. Deadly Yarn there. Samantha Payne, her name is, co-founder and CEO of Pink Elephants. Pinkelephants.org.au. Do check it out, their webpage. And they're supporting women out there with a loss of a baby during pregnancy. So we do need that support. And it's sad that something like that may happen, but there is support. That's just the journey of life, so to speak. And it's great to know that they are there. So there it is, your mob. Have you saying Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Don't you know I've been dragged around, kicked around.
intellectualized, institutionalized, but I'm standing.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, now I'm still here. Don't let it get to you, no. That's what I want to do. Look how we're coming through. So everybody put on their dancing shoes. The dancing shoes. The dancing shoes. The dancing shoes. The dancing shoes. And I know I'm not alone.
Oh, no.
And it makes me feel so strong.
Yeah.
Give me strength to carry on. Give me strength to carry security.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, it seems so far. Don't talk about rights.
Don't talk about it.
I don't know what they are. Don't you know I've been dragged out of bed, kicked in the head, arrested. I've been misled, but I'm standing.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, and I'm still here. So don't let it get to you, you know. That's what I want to do. Look how we're coming through. So everybody put on the dancing shoes. The dancing shoes. Dancing shoes. The dancing shoes.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, young, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumbra Bread Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with AFL star, AFLW star, that is, and that's Ali Anderson, and talk about the 2024 QUT Outstanding Sports Alumnus Awards. And then we do have Ali on the line. Ali, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ali. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
Gangaloo, Waka Waka.
All right. Fantastic. AFLW star, so look, thank you for coming to the program. 2024 QUT Outstanding Sports Alumnus Awards. So tell us about the event.
Yeah, so it was super exciting to be a part of. Got to, you know, go into QUT at Gardens Point, and they had like a really nice dinner and some photos, and got to meet some really incredible people. So, and I was awarded the Outstanding Sport Alumni, which was, pretty exciting.
Too deadly, my sister. So let the mob know, who, what team do you play for and how long you've been in the AFLW?
Yeah, so I play for the Brisbane Lions AFLW, and I've been playing, this is my ninth season, I believe.
Yes.
So I've been playing for 8 years because they had two seasons in 1 year.
Good.
And, yeah, I've been a part of that team from the very beginning. I've played every game possible, which is pretty good, so no injuries, no nothing like that, fingers crossed.
Fantastic. Good.
Yeah, so just been playing a part of that team for the last, few years.
So AFL, they're doing a bit looking after women's sports and the AFLW. So it is a team effort and a long way to go, but the foundations are very strong, so the future looks good.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, you know, the season's getting bigger every year and the sport's growing. It's only, as I said, 8 years in, so it's still pretty new. But, it's great that, you know, young girls have some idols now to look up to and have a pathway to go if they want to play AFL.
Fantastic. And even in the metropolitan and the rural centres, you know, like even up here in Cairns, we have AFLW. So it's getting big. It's getting fantastic. A strong foundation, as you mentioned. So what happens now? Is the season... season all? We've got the finals coming up, or where?
Yes. Made the prelim final.
Yes.
So we're fighting for a spot to get into the grand final, which is, super exciting. So we're versing Adelaide this week at home in Brisbane, which is good.
Yes.
So, hopefully we can get that done and then play in the grand final next week.
All right, so there it is, do or die, make it happen. And the girls, any other First Nation players you got in your team?
So we have Courtney Hodder. She's a small forward, a really good goal sneak and super good tackler. She plays rugby, so she's, a little gun. And then Dakota Davidson, who's a tall forward. One of our players that have been around for a while now and just such an incredible leader down there. And, loves the goal too.
Fantastic. Two girls, too good, and girls are representing. So it's great to see. And so are you signed up to run again next year, or where are you at, Ali?
Yeah, I've got a couple of years left on my contract, so we'll plan to go as long as I can.
Exactly.
But, absolutely loving it at the moment. We have, a really good team and a really strong team, and even just, our culture, everyone gets along really well, and it's just such a good vibe and good atmosphere to be a part of.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, congratulations, my sister. Look, go the Lions. All the best to your team. Good luck in the semi-finals. And we'll be yarning soon, Ali. Thank you for the yarn.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Ali Anderson, her name is, AFLW star, and picked up the Outstanding Sports Alumnus Awards at the 2024 QUT Awards Night. So fantastic, and playing for major semifinals, win that, get in the grand final. So there's the focus there. It is too deadly. You mob, have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Tonight,
eternity still. But you still don't have a deal. Strike while the iron's hot. The iron's hot. Stand on our land, tell us what to do. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Would you back away? Or would you stand up and fight?
Yeah, that's written on a bark. Yothi Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn of yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 0457140550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at the news here, ABC News composer and singer Deborah Cheatham-Fallon has brought Australian First Nations songs and stories to the international stages. At the age of 60, First Nations soprano Deborah Cheatham-Fallon reflects on her journey and achievements. Deborah Cheatham-Fallon has, AO, has had a song for everything since she was a little girl. I had a song for walking the dog, for putting the washing on, for making the bed, she shares. Cheatham-Fallon trailblazed her way to become a First Nations soprano, composer, playwright and advocate. After being removed from her mother, Monica Little, when she was 3 weeks old, Cheatham-Fallon grew up with her adopted parents in Sydney's leafy suburbia. When iconic Swedish band ABBA won the Envision Song Contest in 1974, 10-year-old Cheatham-Fallon fell in love with all their songs. Then in year nine of school, she saw Dame Joan Sutherland singing the lead role in France, Leha Opera, and The Merry Widow. It changed my life and set me on a course to be a professional singer, she says. But achieving her dream hasn't been straightforward. First, she needed to find out her history. The only clue Cheatham-Fallon had about her family was the legendary First Nations singer Jimmy Little was her uncle. She was an adult when she found her Yorra Yorra and Yuin families. As part of the Stolen Generation, Cheatham-Fallon says, it took me a long time to actually realise and understand who I am, not only the person who grew me up in a very long, loving family, the Cheatham family who adopted me, but also that child who was inheritance of 2,000 generations of First Nation history. Music as a way of reconnecting with family. And that's what Cheatham-Fallon was stated, was born in 1964. The eldest of Monica Little's nine children, Cheatham-Fallon was one of the six children who were taken from her mother. When I did meet my Aboriginal mother, it was a way to for us to spend the time together where there were so many unanswered questions, she says. Cheatham-Fallon tells of the heartbreak her mother endured. Although she searched for me, no one would tell her where I'd been taken. Cheatham-Fallon First Nations family were musicians and advocates. Her grandparents took part in the first ever mass strike of Aboriginal people in Australia in 1939, the Komaranja walk-off, and all of my mother's siblings were musicians, Cheatham-Fallon says. Her late uncle, Jimmy, often told her that Cheatham-Fallon's mother had the best voice in the family. Even though much of their lives, Cheatham-Fallon and her mother were separated, she says, music helped us to know each other on a deeper level, and I carry her voice in me. Reviving Australian First Nation languages and stories, Cheatham-Fallon is perhaps best known for her compositions in Australia's diverse First Nations languages, but she heard hardly any of those languages when she grew up. Languages were brutally suppressed in the early stages of European colonization, she says. Chidam Phalam notably wrote and performed Dali Mana Garaya during the opening ceremony of the Sydney Games, her first composition in a First Nation language. The performance was an opportunity to highlight the presence of Australia's First Nation people on the international stage. I felt a great sense of responsibility and knew it was a really precious gift, she says. The Gadigal words mean I embrace you and I will escort you through my country. In 2010, Chidam Phalam wrote, composed and performed her first opera, Peak and Summer, based on the Kumaranjan walk-off, the activism of the Yorta Yorta people walking off Kumaranjan mission station was a story that most Australians had not heard, she says. She wanted to give the story a musical canvas because it led so many other things, including the 1967 referendum and apology to the Stolen Generation in 2008. The opera engaged in all First Nations casts who sang in English and Yorta Yorta languages. The premiere in a small Victorian town called Marupuna was attended by people who took part in the 1939 strike. The success of Peak in Summer bolstered Chidam Phalam's determination to tell First Nation stories through music. One of Chidam Phalam's best-known works in Yumuralia, A War Requiem for Peace, which was premiered in 2018. She explains that Yumuralia is a requiem which commemorates a lesser-known resistance war. But Chidam Phalam also wants to seek answers which would lead to understanding peace throughout the music. Emerala is sung in a Gurundjumara language of southwest Victoria, where a frontier was between European settlers and First Nation people took place by the Yurimala River. I'll always remember the words of Auntie Denise Lovett saying to me, the country has not heard that language for so long, she says. Chidam Phalam is currently working on another opera, which she says is about Australian story we deserve to know. And language revival has been one of Chidam Phalam's key achievements, which she says has contributed to the rich, vibrant nature of her First Nation peoples. Along with the First Nation custodian, she has written two volumes of the Dangala Choral Connection songbooks, which are sung by choirs all ages across Australia. And there's something really special about reviving First Nation languages through songs. It's really important that these languages come with all the cultural knowledge as well as the mechanics of how to pronounce them. She explains, I also curate art that goes along hand in hand with the songs, the provenance of the history and story behind those songs. She says it has been one of her joys to hear many Australians sing in First Nation language, including the Yorta Yorta, Boowong and Gadigal and more. In recent years, Chidam Phalam's music, acknowledgement of country, long time living here, opens up concerts in Australia's most famous stages. So fantastic, beautiful story there about the citizen Chidam Phalam and First Nation opera singer, and at the age of 60 and still kicking on. So look, fantastic. And congratulations, sis. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Upstrong here? Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldwin here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A 1-hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Bip Media, 9.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say Yana Upstrong, your mob, National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
It's impossible. It's impossible to love you. If you don't, let me know what you're feeling, yeah. It's impossible for me to give you what you need, oh. If you're always hiding from me, no, no. Give a guiding light to dance and sing, and to do all those things the mother and children do. To learn the ways of the tribe, the bush, and the land.
Come on, yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Say, say it again.
If you ever need me,
all right.
I'll be there to help you. You don't need to worry. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, baby, yeah,
much
yeah.
Much love
to your brother.
Much love
to my
friends.
Daily track there, much love. Justin Wellington, JW, hope you're well, my brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, you mob. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. 1 hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Stay tuned for that. And look after yourself. Too deadly, you mob. Thank you.